I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. You know, one battle for everybody, no matter what you're doing in life, I mean, especially if you're going to work every day, working in a business, but frankly, if you're home listening and raising your kids, it's to remember your why. You got to remember your motive, or you just get burnt out in life, you could get depressed. And one of the key things for helping me remember my why I go to work every day, is to pause and to pray, not just for success with the things I'm going to do, but to keep it tied to people. I mean, for a Christian, work should always be about love. I mean, this is the golden rule for the Christian life. And love is about people. So to pause before going to work and pray for the people that the things I'm going to do is going to bless today, that keeps me focused in the right way.
One of the things I've been doing lately, Chris, is I think, okay, God, who do you have for me? The why is important, but then the who is the who? And I think about, is it a customer? Is it a colleague? Is it a vendor I'm going to meet? Help me to be open to the person. Because like you said, the higher purpose is really important, but ultimately it always leads to a person. And if we're going to love, we need to know who it is we're loving. And there's so many people that could be. Because if we're not clear about that, it's easy for that person to be ourselves. And it can be like, I want to do what I want to do, not what's needed by someone else. And or it could be, I want to please just my boss so I get a raise, or I want to please my investors so I get praise from them. But who is it that God is going to put in my life today that I'm meant to love and serve? And whether you're a pastor or whether you're an investment banker, God is going to give you who's. And if you're aware of that, you can love them, and that can make your life a ministry.
Oh, and even if your life is literally a ministry, which I know is a minority of people who are listening to us right now, but literally, no matter what you're doing, no matter how important it feels or how noble it is, if you're not really intentional about praying for the people you're going to serve, it absolutely becomes about you, or it becomes about the program you're building, or it becomes about this monument to self. There are pastors who completely lose sight of people and just want to build a great program. This happens to everybody. You know, to be a follower of Jesus is not just to follow a set of principles, but his example. And you see his example throughout the Gospels. It's always about people, human beings, the time he made for them, the love he invested in them. So Lord, help us to stay that way. Let's pray.
Yeah, let's pray. God, help us to begin our days and to be reminded throughout our days that you have people in mind for us to reach. Help us to keep our eyes and ears open for them, and to obey you and to love on others and to know that is the purpose of our lives. Keep us focused on your will, Lord, not ours. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.